Welcome everybody to the January 30th Aries Bifold Users Group Community Meeting. My name is Jason and I'll be your host today. This is a Hyperledger community meetup, so the antitrust policy and the Hyperledger Code of Conduct are in effect. Links can be found in the link that I put into chat, which takes you to this wiki. If anybody would like to add themselves for posterity to the attendee list, please log on and do so. Otherwise, that's okay. And if you'd like to take a moment to introduce yourself, if you're new to the group, new to Hyperledger, new to Bifold, feel free to chime in and tell us what you're up to, who you are.
Hey, Jason, it's Tim here. I'm just wondering if, because you're voting on the change, every attendee should maybe it's a good one for everyone to put their names down on the list.
For voting purposes?
Just to you know, who was present in the meeting. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think it would be, everybody put your name down if you feel like it. I think it's most important that the maintainers record their name. I mean, you'll obviously be voting via the chat, I presume, so, but it would be good to know who's here for the maintainers. I believe they're the ones that get to vote on the process. That's our list there, by the way. So if you see your name on the list, you're welcome to chime in. We'll just give a minute for anybody who wants to still add their name. All right. Announcements. Does anybody have anything interesting to announce? I don't think we do. We have made huge progress with app attestation, and I think that'll probably be like alpha in the next 2 weeks. It's an important feature because we want our wallets to have that before we issue high assurance credentials in there, and for a number of other reasons. But yeah, it's a lot of moving parts, but it's coming along swimmingly. And we've been testing push notifications. So that's the mediator. It'll alert you when a new notification's arrived, and that seems to be working swimmingly as well. So got a couple of irons in the fire, but they're not quite across the finish line yet. So just put a little plug in for those things doing well. Anybody else doing something cool? Akif, you got your hand up.
Yeah, I guess just on the topic of app attestation. So we've been working on the DRPC protocol implementation in ACAPI, which is supposedly to help with, along with app attestation and other things. I know that you guys are working on a specific protocol for this, but I just thought maybe I'd mention that we have an implementation in place. We're just writing tests, and it should be integrated pretty soon too.
That's a good point. That's a pretty exciting component to it. So we had to, like, we need some background communication between the mediator or whatever is doing the attestation and the wallet. Like, it's got to ask for some tokens. It's got to ask for some key generation depending on your platform. So it's got to do a bunch of like nerdy stuff under the hood, share a nonce, for example. We needed a way to do that. We've hijacked basic messaging, which is pretty grumpy because for a minute, the messages flash up on the home screen and flash up in your chat before they're deleted. There are these massive base64 encoded messages. So the work Akif's doing with ACAPI, because that's what we're going to be using, is to implement a protocol that's going to make that a little bit more like RPC, like under the hood type of infrastructure mechanic. Chit chat and less user facing mechanics. So that's an important part.
Yeah, so basically it would allow you to not have to use basic message, and it's more of like a general use case that would allow you to basically execute remote functions between agents.
All right, well, when we do the vote, because that's, I mean, that's probably the most important thing that anybody who's needs to drop can drop. So I'm not sure how to do that. I mean, we could put our maintainers could. So first of all, my thought is it's maintainers that need to do the voting. Does anybody disagree or agree with that? Because I think they represent kind of like most of the community contributing and who's mostly got some skin in the game. Feel free if you're just a user of the wallet to chime in on your thoughts, but you can maybe sway the decision of a maintainer. Let me just take a minute here to see if I can quickly do a poll. Never done one in Zoom. Well, I don't think I know how to do that, so we're gonna do it the old-fashioned way. All right, I'll type the question in and then into the chat, and then the maintainers can chime in on the answer. Like, does anybody have a better way to do this or some thoughts on how it should be done? I'm not not overly familiar on the democratic process of running a community meetup. I mostly do what you're seeing now, but this is a
So,
first kind of big decision.
Jason, I'm happy to help with this.
Sure, feel free. I could.
The process that we normally follow with the technical oversight committee is we ask for a motion and a second, and then we go through the list of the TOC folks and ask to vote yes, no, or abstain, and then based on obviously the results, we know whether or not the motion has passed. So I'm happy to do that. If you want to bring up the list of maintainers, I can go through that list and ask for the yay, nay, or abstain. And then I guess we just need a motion and a second if that is something that
Sure.
the maintainers would like to make.
I think that's a great idea. Not overly familiar with crafting a motion. Any
I think
preference or?
the motion is, or the I guess the thing that's on the table is, would the maintainers like to move Bifold from Hyperledger to the Open Wallet Foundation? I believe that is the motion that we're trying to get passed.
Okay, let me just type that in here. All right,
Yeah, so
so we'll use
yeah,
that.
can we get a maintainer to make the motion?
That's me. I will make the motion to move the Aries Bifold project from the Hyperledger Foundation to the Open Wallet Foundation.
All right, thanks, Jason. And can we get a second?
I'll second that.
All right, thanks, Clatio. And then if you wouldn't mind just bringing up the maintainer list, I'll go through the maintainers and make sure that we get a vote here. All right, so in the case of the motion to move Aries Bifold from Hyperledger to the Open Wallet Foundation, I'm going to call your name, ask you to vote yes,
no, or abstain. And so we'll start at the top with Aki.
Yeah, I vote yes.
Okay. Is Bryce on the line?
Absent.
Okay. Glacial?
On mute, Clefio.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay, thanks. Looks like James is absent as well.
Yes, correct.
All right. John, Jean-Christophe?
Yes.
Sorry for massacring your name. Jason?
Yes.
All right, Mustafa?
Yes.
Ryan?
Absent.
Hey, Ryan? Thiago?
Yep.
And wait, is Wade on the phone? Absent as well. Okay, so it sounds to me like the motion passes.
Perfect.
So basically unanimous from the folks who were on the call.
Well, there we go. Well, congratulations, everybody. That was easy. Thanks so much for your help, Tracy.
Yeah, no
I
worries.
think we would
No
have
worries.
figured that out without your help. All right, so the process now, I will continue to nudge it along, is going to be contact the Open Wallet Foundation, which conveniently is Tracy also on the call, and then start the process with them to, I guess, present to their technical committee so that they can make the call on to accept the project or not. And if the answer is yes, then we move everything much like AFJ into their organization and their policies and blah. And if the answer is no, then nothing changes. We kind of carry on business as usual. Regardless, nothing I think will overly change for Aries Bifold. Again, I think we're mostly doing this for community engagement and outreach and to get more people involved and interested in the project. And it just seems like a better fit. Open wallet, bifold wallet, they rhyme. Okay.
So Jason, just FYI, if you do want to put in a project proposal, that would be great. And then our next TAC meeting is on next Wednesday, so not tomorrow, but the Wednesday after. And
All
so
right.
if you get that in, I'll make sure to get it on the agenda so that we can discuss and get a vote. So obviously, if there's somebody who would be willing to kind of what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? Talk to the TAC about what it is that Aries Bifold is all about.
Oh yeah, I'll do the
And talk
presentation
about the
for sure.
project proposal. Okay, great.
I'm on it.
So yeah, Wednesday, I guess that is the, let
Feb
me just check
seven.
the date. Okay, sounds good. The 7th. And Jason, feel free to reach out if you have any questions about the project proposal process or anything like that. Happy to help out.
Great. Okie dokie. So that was the most important thing. Now we can move on to other important, but maybe not quite as ceremonious agenda items. Does anybody have anything else? Because I don't have a lot for today.
Maybe Jason, just a quick mention of my PR. It's in draft issue, introducing service discovery and using tSyringe. The goal is to go away from the current configuration mechanism that we have to a more flexible one. It's in draft right now, but if anybody has any any comment or feedback on the architecture and the direction, there's a place to comment.
Yeah, that's a good one. So anybody new to the convo, Klessio's prototyped and now seeing this through to I guess the finish line to introduce T-Syringe. It's a way we hope to do away with our current config management and make it so that components we introduce can be better customized by different teams. So they can customize the look and the feel, they can swap one component for another. We feel more people that get interest in this, and especially if we join Open Wallet Foundation and it's a huge success, then more contributors will mean more differences of opinion on how to do things. And this way, we've got something in place that should be able to withstand that kind of pressure and make everybody reasonably happy. So we can all use Bifold as a core product, but you know, make it look and feel the way we want it to do for our constituents. Okay, well, that's it. I will put a pin in it for today. If nobody's got anything else for the agenda, we can carry on and we'll see each other in 2 weeks, at which point I'll probably be reporting back. I think I'll be reporting back by then on the results of presenting to the Open Wallet Foundation Technical Committee.
Quick question. Klessio, would you be able to demo that at some point? Because that's be pretty interesting.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, let me just put that on the. What would you call that? Dependency inversion, Klessio?
Yeah, dependency, I don't know, dependency injection or service discovery.
Perfect. No pressure. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you,
Bye. Bye.
Jason. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.